This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
As promised, I have on the phone line right now Member of Parliament here in Victoria, Fiona Patten. Welcome to this morning's show.
Thanks, Sonia. Good morning.
Good morning. And to all the Joy people out there, of course, we know you, Fiona, as one of the head honchos of the Australian Sex Party, and now you're a Member of Parliament.
Yes. I get to sit in the red chair now.
Is it leather?
And hopefully, you know. No, it's red velvet. It's rather lovely.
Oh, that's good. So for people who are pro our animal friends, there you go. It's velvet, not leather. Good.
Yes, that's that.
Now, seriousness, though, now, of course, we're talking about what a lot of people are terming, including myself, the buffer zone bill, but it actually is called the safe access zone. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, well, it's been a very interesting process. I mean, obviously... given how I've only just got into Parliament, it was my first private members' bill, and in fact, it was the first private members' bill to be put up to Parliament this session. And governments don't like private members' bills because governments like to make the laws; they don't like other people to do it. So this was going to be a fairly interesting path to negotiate to get the bill up. But we have been successful. The government did a joint press conference with me the other day to say that they would take my bill and turn it into theirs but keep the intent of it. And the intent of it is to create safe access zones around clinics that provide terminations or abortions. And this is because for over 20 years, Hogpie, Helpers of God's Precious Infants, harasses and intimidates women going in for termination, their friends, and the staff of these clinics on a daily basis. And enough's enough. And we've just introduced this legislation to finally stop that harassment.
Yes, it's been something that has, well, they've endured for such a long time. It's been difficult for health professionals too to enter the premises as well. So all around, it's been very fraught with danger and hostility, hasn't it?
Well, that's right. I mean, in here, we mustn't forget that in 14 years ago, in 2001, a security guard was actually murdered outside the East Melbourne clinic.
Yes.
And, you know, it was this bill, which is just to say, look, we need to give people going into this clinic, and particularly the patients who are probably going through an extremely difficult time in their life. And it's a very emotional time. You know, the women going in, they're sad, they're feeling guilty, they're grieving, they're just going through a multitude of emotions. And the last thing they need is some old man telling them that they're a baby killer. You know, handing them brochures with pictures of fetuses on it. It's, while they call themselves curbside counsellors, not. And it just, I'm more than happy, and they do it every day at Parliament sitting. They protest at Parliament, and that is entirely appropriate because parliamentarians and politicians, we're the people that make the laws. So they should not be harassing poor, you know, women and, as you say, the staff of these clinics who, you know, every day have to face this barrage of hostility as they go into their workplace. And no one should have to experience that going into the workplace, probably with the exception of politicians.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Of course.
But
people like yourself.
We have a buffer zone around Parliament. I mean, people can't come up to the front door of Parliament and be hostile. They can stand at the bottom of the steps, or they can stand at the back gate.
Yes.
They can't, you know, so we've actually set a buffer zone around the Parliament, and I'm just, you know, my bill is going to do the same around abortion clinics.
Okay, so is this just one or two abortion clinics, or are we talking this will be, if it goes through and everything's fine, that will mean abortion clinics or clinics that perform abortions everywhere in Victoria?
That's correct. Now, it's, you know, obviously this a number of, you know, there's lots of places that don't have protesters, probably because the protesters don't know where they are. So this bill is not going to list locations.
Mm.
What it's going to say is this legislation is going to protect those locations if they are faced with this type of harassment. It gives the police a tool, and the police, particularly around the East Melbourne Clinic, have been asking for this tool for years.
Okay.
They found it almost impossible to move these people on in any way that doesn't, you know... I mean, quite often when the police come, it actually causes more problems than it solves, and it causes more frustration and, difficulty, because you've got a police car out the front, you've got, you know, women who are going through a very hard time in their life being asked to make statements, and,
goodness,
you know, it just...
Mm.
Yeah, you know, this is not the time. And so the government and the opposition, and last night we had a very respectful debate.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, certainly Rachel Cumming-Jenkins from the DLP obviously is opposed to this. And, you know, she made that very clear, very strongly last night. But for the most part, it was very respectful. And the coalition provided a conscience vote on this issue. Mm-hmm. And the government supported it. So the next process is Jill Hennessy, the health minister, is going to draw up the sort of the back end of the bill, and it will be reintroduced in Parliament next month.
Wow. Okay, that was my next question. She has come out, Jill Hennessy, of course. She's a minister of health, is that right? In the state of Victoria,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Has said that they are looking to support it. So that's good to know that it is moving along at last for you.
Yeah, it's been a really. I mean, I didn't sort of look. You know, you never. You think you know what to expect, and I've spent you know, decades around Parliament as a lobbyist, but it's interesting when you're in here just how much cooperation actually occurs, and I didn't expect that, and so I found that that the Health Minister Jill Hennessy, as well as a number of other Labor women and a number of Liberal women and the Greens, have been really helpful and have commented and have cooperated, and it really, in the end, this was a real joint effort. I mean, I sort of probably got the ball rolling, but it was a joint effort in the end from across all parties to make this successful.
Yes. Well, it's been quite a road to get there, and all the amounts of people, volunteers and your own party members and so on, people going there, like, was every second Saturday, wasn't it? Once a month or something?
Yes.
Going to the East Melbourne Clinic.
Yeah. I know, yeah. A few of our volunteers are thinking, what are they going to do with their weekends now that they don't have to defend the clinic?
Well, you never know, yes.
Mm. I mean, it's been a kind of pretty wonderful to go to an election with a commitment and a promise, mm-hmm. and deliver on it.
Right.
So it's, I must say, that's just been one of the most delightful things about this. And, you know, obviously now we've ticked that one off the list. We're going to be on to the next thing.
Move to the next one.
It kind of shows what small parties can do.
Mm.
So having small parties like ourselves in there, we can bring, you know, we can bring the government along, so we can sort of move the agenda and bring the government with us. And I think, given the size of the party rooms, the major parties, this was an issue that was really hard for them to get through their party rooms. And
right.
You know, I've got a party room of one, so it's pretty hard for me.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy for me to agree with just about anything that my party room puts up. Just me talking to myself.
Just look in the mirror.
That's right. So I think that. Been, you know, while lots of them would have, you know, obviously there was a lot of support for this, it's very difficult for those larger parties to work through some of these things.
Mm. But all power to you for doing it. Now, let's look at, you know, in the future, when will we see this safe access zone enforced, if all goes well?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes. What the police have said is that once it's in, they will start an education campaign,
mm-hmm.
with the HOGPI, the Helpers of God's Precious Infants. It's a great acronym, isn't it?
It HOGPI. Is.
so they will yeah, they will start a safe access, they will start an education campaign, and they will use this legislation, and they're extremely pleased to be able to have this legislation to use.
Right. Oh, good one. Yes. Well, and then what next? You just, be celebrating, I guess.
Well, look, you know, we've got the end of life choices, the voluntary euthanasia inquiry on, and that's a lot of work, and that's obviously something that I feel quite passionately about also. Mm. So that's moving ahead, and I'll be focusing on that. And I would also like to see some, you know, drug law reform get onto the agenda, and that would certainly be what I will be pushing for over the next few months.
Well, all I can say is congratulations so far, Fiona.
Thanks, Sonia.
It's brilliant.
Thank you.
And
thank you very much.
Thanks for representing a lot of women who have been frustrated by what's been going on, particularly the East Melbourne Clinic and all the supporters and advocates. So this is good news, I think.
Yeah, great. Thanks very much, Sonia.
Thanks for speaking to us today.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.